Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window today. I guess I should especially welcome all you dads out there. Wish you a happy Father's Day. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon, first, is Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, thanks, Don. Glad to be here, even on Father's Day.
Okay, and we also have a special guest with us, and we're going to be talking about a very special topic. But before I introduce the guest, I'm going to ask her to wait for just a moment while I let Dr. Podell give us a little introduction to the topic at hand today.
Well, thanks, Don. This is indeed a fascinating topic and something that may very well revolutionize the use of nutritional supplements in treating health problems. First, as you know, science is now able to map the human genome. That's our genes. They can identify small variations in our genetic code, and these small defects can lead to diminished health and increased susceptibility to various diseases. At the same time, identifying these defects, these genetic vulnerabilities, provides us with the powerful insights into ways of minimizing the susceptibilities. We can customize a nutritional supplement program, for example, geared to each individual's specific genotype.
Okay, so how does that sound, folks? Pretty interesting. Now, to help us appreciate the importance of this new approach and discuss its practical implications, we have as our guest Dr. Sherry Lieberman. And now, Dr. Lieberman is a well-known nutritionist, researcher, and the author of several books. I can best tell you what I think of her by perhaps commenting on at least one of those books. As you folks know from reading my reviews over the years, there are many, many books out there on nutritional supplements, but as I've pointed out, not too many good ones. Well, one of the few, however, was Dr. Lieberman's book, The Real Vitamin and Mineral Book. When I first saw that book, I said, wow, here is somebody who actually knows what they're talking about. She has a more recent book called Dare to Lose, which I will comment on in just a moment. But first, welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Lieberman.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Great. Okay, now, when you and I first spoke about the possibility of your coming on to the show, and we were put in touch by the Solgar people, you couldn't hide how excited you were about this new genetic testing program. And I think that's a good way to maybe start this off. Why? What is so exciting about this to you?
Oh my God, where do I start? Well, you know what? I think the best way for me to start is to tell you what I've been doing differently since I got back my genetic profile. And, you know, both of you today are going to go nuts because I don't know if you've done it on yourselves yet, but I did it on myself. And I just have to tell you, for example, I've been taking CoQ10 since the dawn of time. I mean, probably collectively we all take enough stuff to choke a small baby elephant.
Well, I knew you'd been around for a while, Dr. Lieberman, but I didn't think you went all the way back to the dawn of time.
Hey, I started when I was 12.
Okay.
But, you know, I've been taking I use CoQ10 with my patients, as many of you do. And lo and behold, I get back my genetic test, and my ability to convert ubiquinone to ubiquinol is pretty much blocked. Now, you know that ubiquinol, which is a newer form of CoQ10 that's hit the market, is really expensive. Not everybody needs it. There's no reason to change your supplement unless you have to. But clearly, based on my genetic test, I'm not getting the full benefit of taking in CoQ10 because my ability to metabolize it into its antioxidant form is not working the way it should be. So that's one thing that happened. And then let me tell you what made me crazy and got me so excited. I've used CoQ10 clinically for everything from mitral valve prolapse, chronic fatigue. I've used it for hypertension, of course, you know, for any sort of cardiovascular issue. And every once in a while, Don, somebody didn't respond the way that I thought they should. So I'm banging my head against the wall thinking, all right, well, if 100 milligrams didn't work, I'll give 3. So I give 300 milligrams, and I'm still not seeing the benefit that maybe I've seen in 90% of my other patients. You know what? Now I have a clue as to why. Whereas before ever having anything like this available, how would I know? So that's what got me so amazed. You know, that's why I was jumping up and down when you called me.
Well, that's a good point. Let's expand on this particular aspect of it a little bit because, you know, over the years, as people have been listening to the show, you know, we talk all the time about certain conversions that may not take place as efficiently in some people as in others. It may be due to age, maybe
right.
Due to insufficiency of certain enzymes or activity, things of that sort. You mentioned the conversion of CoQ10. The same, I guess, could be applied to the B vitamins, getting them into their active coenzymated form, the utilization of calcium, the efficiency of vitamin D's activity, the conversion of the precursors to the omega-3 oils. Will flaxseed oil work, or do we have to go directly to the fish oil? All types of things like
exactly.
that. So
exactly.
So basically, this is one of the advantages of doing this genetic testing that we're going to explain a little bit more detail later is that you will know right off the bat whether you are somebody that has to be concerned with that type of efficiency of utilization of the various vitamins.
Now, can I tell you, I mean, I'm going to, you know, since I'm going to share my personal genetic stuff with all of your listeners, let me tell you what's happened since I changed the form of CoQ10. I feel great. I don't really have a problem with energy, but I do have to tell you, I definitely have more energy since I changed the form of CoQ10. Absolutely, positively, it's made a difference. And I had been taking as much as maybe 200-300 milligrams a day. Now I take 100 milligrams a day, and I definitely feel a difference from that because that's one of the first things that I changed. Then I took a look at something else that showed up for me personally, and that is the ability to detoxify a very specific environmental toxin called epoxides. And epoxides are really nasty. We get exposed to larger quantities of it because although something called heptachlor was banned in 1988, it's still used in fire ant killers, and also when you ingest chlordane, which is another pesticide that's used, we turn it into heptachlor epoxide. So It's banned in 1990. It's banned in 1988, but it's still being used. Go figure. You know how bad something has to be for it to be banned by the government? It has to have killed a number of people. So here I show up really having an issue with not being able to detoxify that. And what I've done differently in my diet, because one of the things that really helps with that is anything that would turn on or, you know, favor phase two detoxification, because what I really need to do is to get that out of my body as quickly as possible, because my enzyme that's supposed to handle that is not functioning optimally. How badly it's functioning, I don't know, but if I show up a double positive instead of a single positive, and we'll talk in a moment what that means, you know, that's definitely an area of concern. So what I've done personally, always ate a lot of vegetables, always ate very well. But cruciferous vegetables specifically tune up phase two detoxification. You know, I make sure I take things like milk thistle. I mean, I now do things differently than I did before finding that out.
Okay, so before we take our first break, let me kind of recap, I think, a couple of important points here. This type of testing will help you do two things. Number one, it can explain and help you better handle existing health problems. It may explain, for example, why you're not getting as much benefit from the particular supplements that you're taking that you might have expected, or maybe help you recognize which supplements you should be taking that hadn't occurred to you.
Right.
The other thing that I think is equally, be equally important is that this can give you information on a problem that you might be encountering in the future.
Correct.
That you may not even realize yet, okay? This may, you may not be seeing any manifestations, for example, of osteoporosis.
Right.
Now, but this will alert you to the fact that, hey, you're not really handling vitamin D very well, or something like that, and so you can start making these adjustments now to perhaps head off some of these problems later on.
You know what it is? It's another thing in our toolbox that tells us risk. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. Doesn't
right.
mean you're going to have the issues associated with what's showing up. But what it does do is it's pointing me in a direction where I really do need to go.
Okay, so we'll maybe when we get back from the break, maybe that's the next thing we should discuss, is just what this really means in the overall scheme of things. But we do have to take a break. I lost track of where I was here. I'm having such a good time already. we probably won't start taking calls for a little bit longer, but if you folks want to start lining up, you're welcome to. Our number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about genetic testing, vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, whatever, feel free to give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We're here with Dr. Sherry Lieberman, and we'll be back after these quick words.
It's 6 o'clock.
Ooh, thank you for reminding me. Hand me the Kyolic, honey.
What's Kyolic, Mommy?
That's Kyolic. It's the best supplement on the market for maintaining good heart health. Your dad and I take it, so we'll be around a long time to watch you grow up.
What's Kyolic do?
Well, you know how you drink milk to stay strong? I take Kyolic aged garlic extract to stay healthy, and it's odorless. I get the benefits of garlic without any bad breath or body odor. It also boosts my immune system and improves my circulation, so I can wrap my arms around you and give you the world's biggest hug. Now go remind Daddy to take his Kyolic, too. It helps his cholesterol.
But, Mommy, how do they make Kyolic odorless?
You always ask the smart questions, don't you?
Because keeping you healthy keeps you around to keep them healthy. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Okay, now this again is Don Goldberg. Before we continue, I just want to remind you quickly that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. American Health and Home Health, 35% off list. Natrol, Nature's Way, Twinlab, Natron, and many other lines now 30% off list. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com, or pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106, choose option number 3, and leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, wilner.com, and subscribing online. And even better, the last option, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or the Atlanta store. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, will start taking your calls and continue our discussion with Dr. Lieberman in just a moment. This is Don Goldberg. Wow, do we have a deal for you from Doctor's Best. What would you say if I told you we are now offering Doctor's Best high absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams 60 veggie cap size at only $10.45 per bottle? That's 45% off the new reduced list price. Yes, this is the same CoQ10 that is vital to metabolic energy production, necessary for optimal heart muscle function, healthy gums, and a healthy immune system. The same CoQ10 that is a precursor to ubiquinol, the powerful antioxidant. Now, you do not have to let the high price of CoQ10 prevent you from taking the amount you really need. Take advantage of this great special from Doctor's Best. High absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams, 60 veggie cap size, as I said, only $10.45 per bottle. Doctor's Best from Wilner Chemists. Wow, what a deal. And for those of you who prefer a soft gel form of CoQ10, Doctor's Best 100 milligram 60 soft gels is on sale at $10.45 as well.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my way.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Dr. Sherry Lieberman. And we're talking about genetic testing and how it can be used to help decide exactly which nutritional supplements you might need, which forms of supplements are appropriate for you, and so forth. What I was going to do, Dr. Lieberman, was kind of take a step back and maybe explain to everybody what
are we looking at?
Yeah, And I see that the first person on the phone has a question that, actually is leading to that. So maybe I'll let Pat from Garfield ask her question, and that'll give us an excuse to cover some of the basics. Pat, welcome to the Wilner Window. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
What can we do for you?
My husband and I both take the ubiquinone 100 milligrams, and we would like to get the genetic testing. We're not sure which form we would need.
Okay.
That's,
all right.
That's
we're going
great.
To...
And I agree with you, and that's how I've changed mine, is because of the test. Now, just in a nutshell, we have small variations in DNA. Most of our DNA is the same. In fact, something like 99.1% of our DNA is the same. But it's that 9/10 that we're talking about that differs. And we're looking at this small variation. It's called a single nucleotide polymorphism. Now, this can come from one parent or both of your parents. So when you get the profile back, you'll have one positive or you'll have two positives. For the CoQ10, it's one of the ones on the profile because all of them are really looking at things that we can handle nutritionally if it shows up. So it showed up for me once again as I had it coming from one parent. They don't tell you which parent it is because they don't want you to shoot them. So that's why you'll never know who it is, but you know one of them is. So I know it came from one parent. But one of the things about the SNP, the CoQ10 SNP, is even if it comes from one parent, it's substantially blocked, and that's why I changed it. And then what we'll do is we'll talk about, you know, the other SNPs and what they're looking at. And, Don, you have this available at the store, correct?
Yeah. Basically, what you're looking at, folks, is a little testing kit. It's very simple. You purchase the test kit. It includes some little swabs. You take you swab the inside of your cheek. And this gets mailed in to the testing company. It's all confidential, and they run all of this genetic DNA testing. The results come back in a sealed envelope, but to us. You can either come and have us sit down with you and go over it and interpret it for you, or you can take it with you and do it on your own. The test is being marketed, provided by the Solgar company. It costs, I believe, around $125. Included in that is one bottle of a particular product that is designed to support the integrity of DNA synthesis and to prevent damage of the DNA. So it's like the core or the basic product, and that's how you find out, you know, what the story is in terms of your individual genetic profile. Is that a good kind of an overview?
That's great. And you know, Don, you had mentioned vitamin D a couple times, and you know as well as I do, the research on vitamin D has exploded over the past 5 years. Everything you and I learned in school, you know, that we were going to kill someone if we gave more than 800 international units, like, never do that. What do we now find? The people need higher levels than that, sometimes to even be in the normal range. And one of the things on the genetic profile is looking at something called the vitamin D receptor. And I always say follow the money. Drug companies are clamoring to make high-dose vitamin D supplements. You can take like 100,000 international units every day. Why? So that it targets the vitamin D receptor. So we know how important the vitamin D receptor is.
Well, vitamin D, I think every week, Dr. Lieberman, there's a new study that comes out that shows vitamin D is involved in preventing one disease or another.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that there's a lot of research on with respect to the SNP is, of course, bone health. So if it shows up that you have the SNP, and I didn't have it coming from either of my parents, and osteoporosis and bone loss does not run in my family at all. So this held true for me.
Okay, Dr. Lieberman, unfortunately, we have to take a real quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who is lactose intolerant? If you are, you know the intestinal pain and distress that often occurs after you eat dairy products. You'll be happy to learn that taking the right probiotic may help. Probiotics contain lactic acid bacteria, which aids in the digestion of dairy products and reduces the symptoms of lactose intolerance. Taking a high-quality probiotic formula daily, such as Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, one of the world's leading brands of probiotics, helps restore your colon to good health and improve function. And because Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus does not need refrigeration, it's the perfect travel companion. So enjoy dairy products again without the fear of intestinal distress. Get Dr. O'Hara's today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists in Manhattan or on the web at www.wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Don't accept a substitute.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic.
And good afternoon. I'm Sean Ryan with WOR Traffic. On the Gowanus Expressway inbound between the Prospect and the BQE split, we've got road construction in place until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning in the left lane. And that also blocks off access to the Gowanus from 6th and 3rd Avenues, again, until 5 o'clock. In Center Reach, Nichols Road and Middle Country Road, accident cleared in Long Island. On the New York State Thruway northbound at exit 14 for the Garden State Parkway, crash blocking the left lane. And in New Jersey, on the Garden State Parkway, we're seeing pockets of slow traffic from the Toms River tolls into the Asbury tolls, and then it slows again into the Raritan tolls and up and over the Driscoll Bridge. New Jersey Turnpike, some construction northbound around Interchange 12, closing the left lane of the car lanes until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, so expect some slow traffic there. At the airports, JFK reporting arrival delays of 2 hours due to weather. And this report is brought to you by Subway Restaurants. You can choose from 8 regular foot-long subs for only $5 each. The new Subway value menu, Subway Eat Fresh Every Day.
Hi, this is Don Goldberg. I hope you will join me when I present an educational lecture at the New York Open Center on Friday evening, June 20th, 7 p.m. My topic is The Best Supplements for Your Health, Separating Fact from Fiction. I'm sure that many of the questions you have about supplements will be answered. I also assure you that you will get factual, no-holds-barred, tell-it-like-it-is information not available elsewhere. For more information, including costs, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or to the New York Open Center website, www.opencenter.org, or give them a call directly, 212-219-2527, extension 2. I hope to see you there. That's Friday, June 20th, at the New York Open Center, 212-219-2527. 219-2527.
News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Jarrow Formulas has a new product, Black Currant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Black Currant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue. Improve your vision with Jarrow Formulas Black Currant and Lutein Capsules. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Dr. Sherry Lieberman. One of the things that I wanted to quickly mention, I said that this program, this genetic testing program, involved the Solgar Corporation. The test itself is not done by Solgar. It's done by a company called GeneLink, and it's been available and it's been in development over a few years. What Solgar has done that I really like is that they've done an excellent job of developing a series of supplements specially designed to address the results of the test. I think they have 12 different products that are designed to be used depending on which of the SNPs come out bad. And so it's very, very comprehensive, very nicely done. I also wanted to point out, I mentioned it earlier, and I think this is going to tie into one of the folks waiting to talk to us. Dr. Lieberman, yes. As I mentioned, I wrote a book called Dare to Lose. And in the opening part of that book, one of the things that you pointed out was the common situation where you have the poor person comes in, usually it's a woman who's overweight and seems to be doing all the right things, following, you know, supposedly claiming to follow the diet, claiming to do some exercise and everything, and yet nothing seems to work. Now, I was wondering if maybe this testing might be one of the keys to perhaps validating that she really does have a problem beyond, you know, lying about what she's doing.
No, not in this.
Not in this.
What these are is these are nutritional. So they're ones that can be changed by diet, lifestyle, some specific nutrients. For example, the vitamin D receptor. If that showed up for you, it didn't show up for me. I take extra vitamin D anyway.
Okay.
But if it did show up, you know, the first thing that I would think of, like, I always look at this as though someone is sitting in front of me and I've gotten their profile back. So if I saw even just one positive show up, I would ask them, does osteoporosis run in your family? Are bones an issue for you? If it's a woman, 40, 50, 60, most women have had at least one bone density scan. Was it normal? Because if it's not, vitamin D is crucial not only for enhancing bone health. It's the only nutrient that has consistently been shown to reduce the risk of hip fracture, but it controls the metabolism of calcium. So let's say you're taking tons of calcium and you've got maybe a double whammy. You have this coming from both parents. You're really going to want to focus on taking vitamin D and maybe even other nutrients that would enhance bone health. Of course, doing exercise, duh. I mean, when this shows up for you, you had better be doing some strength training, because this is something, once again, we're looking at the genetics. We're not just looking at, it's not a lifestyle question. You're like, you know, do you eat calcium-rich foods? Are you eating green leafy vegetables? Are you eating sardines? I mean, it's not asking that. It's simply taking your genetic material and analyzing it so it's so non-biased.
Right.
You know, Don, there's no guesswork in here. Now, once again, for me, the vitamin D receptor didn't show up. And once again, if I look at my family history on both sides, we don't really have bone loss as an issue.
Okay. All right. But we have, let's not totally get off the question of weight gain. We have a caller on a car phone, apparently, and I think her question.
I
thought you might find that. Anyway, let's talk to Stephanie real quick in her car. Stephanie, welcome to the Wilner Window. What can we do for you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to give a little history first. I have four children. I'm 52 years old, and since childhood, I think I suffered with depression, but I wasn't treated for it until after my third child. So it was about 15 years ago. And pretty much ever since then, I have been on antidepressants, mostly SSRIs. Mm-hmm. And when I had, after my last child, my fourth, about a year later, I had a hysterectomy. And I'm just trying to bring it all together. It seemed right after that, I've always been slightly on the heavy side, maybe just about 10 pounds overweight.
All right. Well, what exactly is your question that we can help you with?
Well, the question is that I'm wondering how the depression, the hysterectomy, and the weight gain has all sort of come together. Now I'm about 12 years past the hysterectomy, but I have gained an extraordinary amount of weight in my belly. And I'm wondering, has, you know, taken the antidepressant coupled with having a hysterectomy been,
The answer is yes. The answer to your question is yes.
Okay, that took care of that. No, I'm sorry. Go on.
And Don will tell you, I mean, as a pharmacist, he's an expert at this. Antidepressants, as one of the side effects, can cause weight gain.
Yes.
Can also cause weight loss, but some of us aren't, you know, kind of like having weight loss as a side effect is sometimes like a nice thing. But in the case of this, it could cause weight gain. The other thing that I find, especially if you're thrown into an early menopause, and if you're getting that belly fat, like that what we call that visceral fat, that belly fat, you really have to focus on eating, number one, low glycemic index. Calories are not as much of an issue as if you're eating foods that are quickly turned into glucose or sugar, so white flour. Even some of the commercial whole wheat breads, if you read the label, they have maybe 1 gram of fiber. That's going to go to sugar. So really focusing on the glycemic index. And I actually wrote a book called The Glycemic Index Food Guide that you can carry around with you as a pocket guide that'll tell you the glycemic index of foods. Believe it or not, most fruits are low. Baked potatoes, which we always looked at as a quote-unquote diet food, has a huge glycemic index, like equal to cake. I mean, you might as well eat tiramisu. I waste it on a baked potato.
Yeah.
You know, have a good time. But that's important. The other thing that's important is aerobic exercise is important to burn the body fat that's stored, because it's the only way we can get rid of it is with aerobic exercise. The other thing that you're going to need...
Plus, aerobic exercise has an antidepressant type action, too.
You're absolutely right. And it'll work for your moods, too. It'll reduce your body fat. You'll feel better about yourself. But I would also recommend that you cross-train and do a little bit of strength training, too, because every time you build muscle, you become a lean, mean, fat-burning machine. So we actually need to change your body composition and body chemistry a little bit. And was your depression severe?
Or
mild?
It could get severe, but mostly I've been operating sort of a substandard level for many, many years. It's dysthymic, you know.
Do you mind if I share? Because I just had, Don, you know our dear friend and colleague, Dr. Michael Schachter.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote just a fabulous book called What Your Doctor Doesn't Tell You About Depression, and his last name is Schachter. You might want to get a hold of that, because he really goes into detail some of the things that you can do and some of the amino acids that work and a number of other things. And, you know, I have found a lot of psychopharmacologists to be very, very open to patients trying, you know, a natural route. I mean, I can't imagine that your doctor wouldn't. I mean, definitely work with someone if you're doing this, because, you know, it might mean you having to maybe change a level of your medication. You don't want to do that on your own. But, you know, there are some things that actually might work for you. So I would definitely take a look at that book and
read it,
see if anything clicks for you.
Yes, okay. I will.
Okay, thank you for the call,
thank
Stephanie.
You.
I hope
thank
that was
you
of some
very
help.
Much.
Okay,
very much.
I think this next topic will give us a good excuse to bring Dr. Podell into the picture here.
Yes, I am still here.
He's been sitting very quietly waiting.
We've missed
waiting.
You.
Yeah.
No, you've been filling us with information.
Well, we have a caller who I believe wants to talk about the fibromyalgia and fatigue, and, of course, that's one of Dr. Podell's specialties.
Great.
And I think that might be a good topic. We may have to kind of interrupt it in the middle and take a break and then come back to it. But anyway, let's get started. Sandy from Greenbrook, welcome to the Wilner Window. What can we do for you today?
Hi. Yeah, I had heard of Dr. Podell. I've seen multiple doctors, and two doctors had recommended Dr. Podell. So, and then I saw he had this radio station. Anyway, I've had fibromyalgia for 15 years, and I've dealt with that with no problem. Very busy job and busy life and active lifestyle until 4 months ago, when they told me I had mono, and they told me I had acute Epstein-Barr virus. And then for 4 months, I had severe fatigue, especially after exerting myself. The joint pains are worse. I have fevers and headaches. And I've been unable to work for 4 months. So I'm just wondering, I went to a rheumatologist, an infectious disease doctor, and they tell me they don't know what I have.
Yeah.
What else is new?
No, it's a problem. Yeah. See, you can only diagnose chronic fatigue syndrome, which is sort of what this sounds like, and fibromyalgia often goes with it. But you really can only diagnose it after you've eliminated all the other causes. We don't really have a very good test that tells you for positive, this is what you have, the chronic fatigue syndrome. And I'd say about 90% of the time that people come in and they say, I've been told I have acute Epstein-Barr virus, and you look at their actual lab tests, it isn't really what it says. About 10% of the time, I find that that is really what it says, but it's often misunderstood. If you're this early in the disease, I'm hearing you say it was really just 4 months.
Right, my IgM is very high. It's like 600, and normal is under.
All right, well, then the issue would be, should we be treating you with an antiviral drug such as Valsite, which is fairly toxic but seems to be quite effective? People at Stanford Medical School have reported a paper in which a very high percentage of people who had both high Epstein-Barr and herpes virus 6 antibodies is who they tested. And the large majority of them got better to the point of, let's say, they got 80 to 90% better. Maybe you should be doing that. And if so, the earlier the better. On the other hand, maybe there's something else going on in addition.
Okay,
and
I'll tell you what. Why don't we hold off on the other things until after this break, and maybe we can get some input on whether or not the genetic testing will have any value in this or not. I think it's an interesting topic. But can we kind of get back to it after the break, Dr. Podell?
Absolutely. Sherry?
Okay, so let's take a short break. If you can hold on, Sandy, we'll get back to you in just a couple minutes, okay? This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Dr. Sherry Lieberman. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, weight loss, genetic testing, feel free to give us a call. That's 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
First, there was the orange, then there was vitamin C, and now Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's own natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the EZC line using only the highest quality ingredients. EZC is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with EZC by Natrol. Check out the entire Natrol line, including EZC, at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Come to my way.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Dr. Sherry Lieberman. Before we get back to our discussion, I just want to quickly tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi-Line of Supplements. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists, now on sale at 30% off list price. Okay, we were talking about fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. Dr. Podell, you want to finish your comments. And then we'll let Dr. Lieberman talk
about
the testing.
I feel bad because I sometimes feel people want a evaluation over the telephone that tells them what to do. In this case, it is sufficiently complex that there's little choice but to come into the office. We spend an hour and a half and review everything. And it's critical, I think, to get started because you are early in the course of the illness, and when early, there's a much greater response rate than after somebody's been sick for several years. So I'll stop on that, but I want to say something about the genetics and how it might apply to someone with chronic fatigue syndrome or with any other condition. These SNPs that make it difficult, let's say, to metabolize coenzyme Q or vitamin D, they can be abnormal in healthy people. They can be abnormal in people who are sick with different illnesses. It's more important to recognize them and understand them and to supplement for them in somebody who's sick than in someone who's healthy.
Yes.
It isn't that these genetic blocks are the primary cause of the illness, but they're obstacles in the way of healing. And the more obstacles that you can remove to healing, the more likely it is the body takes over and does what it normally does, which is go ahead and heal.
I love the way you put that, by the way.
Thank you.
I love it. Now, if I can interject about something about chronic fatigue, and Dr. Podell, if you could do this, would be awesome. The best result I've ever had is with glycyrrhizin. Glycyrrhizin is the most profound antiviral plant compound on the planet, and it's effective against everything from human herpes virus 6, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr, Hep C, HIV. I mean, I can just go on and on. Herpes simplex 1 and 2. The problem is that it's so hard to find a high enough dose to be therapeutic. Don would have to compound it. And yeah. I have to tell you, my results with that have been astonishing, even with hepatitis C, chronic fatigue. What you said is so important, that the earlier, the easier. When I caught it within a year, I have 100% success rate using glycyrrhizin. It becomes increasingly difficult as the years go by and someone doesn't get the help that they need, because then they wind up with environmental sensitivities and a whole host of other things that really weren't part of necessarily the presenting picture. So glycyrrhizin has been amazing. The other thing I've used is monolaurin, which is one of the active fatty acids from coconut, also profound antiviral activity against a host of viral complications that come with this. What you said about the genetic test is 100% true. This is not a predictor of disease. It's a predictor of risk. And like you said, if you're healthy and you're great and you're groovy and everything's marvelous, you may never have these things happen, especially if you never get hit with a curveball. But she got hit with a curveball, the fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue. And I'm willing to bet, and I would love to see her genetic profile, I bet you that the detox ones show up a lot for her. Perhaps the vitamin D one shows up. The CoQ10 one might show up. Because once again, that's not why she necessarily got what she got. But like what you said, it could interfere with her ability to heal and get over these things the way that she should and as quickly as she should.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we don't leave any of the listeners confused. When you say the glycyrrhizin, Dr. Lieberman,
yes.
What you're talking about is basically an extract of licorice.
Correct.
Not on the just the opposite. Probably most listeners are familiar with the DGL or the deglycerized
that
licorice.
Won't work.
Yeah, and that's exactly the opposite of what you're talking about in this particular case. For this purpose, you don't want the DGL, you want the actual licorice extract. At high dosages, any concerns about blood pressure?
Yes, and what we do, this is great that you asked the question. Yes, there is. They should have their blood pressure taken because, you know, with the glycyrrhizin to be therapeutic, you're looking at 150 to 300 milligrams a day, and you can get what's called pseudoaldosteronism, which kind of mimics having your aldosterone levels go up. You know how we get around that? Dietary change, taking in lots of potassium, and I found the two greatest sources of potassium in our food, coconut water, which I'm crazy about, 600 milligrams in like 11 ounces. Some of the blackstrap molasses have 750 milligrams per tablespoon. So if you increase the potassium and lower the sodium while giving glycyrrhizin, and you monitor your blood pressure, make sure you're taking it like once a week. You can walk into most pharmacies, have a free blood pressure monitoring thing that you can do. I've just found that to be profound.
Okay. You just have to, you know, when you're doing the coconut water, you just have to be careful not to slice off your finger when you're chopping the end off the coconut.
Hey, I buy a bottle. Wait a second. What does a Jewish girl make for dinner, a reservation? You think that I'm chopping a coconut, Don?
Okay.
Where have you been, guys? Come on. I buy it in a bottle.
Well, you know, this kind of weather, I guess I've got visions of you know, the beach and whatever. Okay. Let's see. Maybe we can try to squeeze in one more call before the end of the hour. Karen from Midland Park. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Karen. How can we help you?
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to talk with you. I'm wondering if genetic testing could help determine if I'm predisposed to the severe heart disease that my dad had at a very young age. I'm a severe type A personality, and I'm just wondering if this could help me see what kind of risk I'm facing and maybe what supplements to take to help me along to keep my heart in good shape.
Yes, and you know what? You and I must be related because I have exactly your family history.
Mm.
The women do not die of heart disease in my family. We are protected to some degree because we're women, and I asked the genetic testing gurus, you know, why that is, and they say that oftentimes that genetic issue is passed from the mother to the son. So the women on both sides of my family don't have that issue, but there are specific SNPs in this profile. One, looking at something called parooxidase, which actually protects your blood lipids.
Okay.
I think that there are relevant SNPs, but don't forget about the relevant conventional risk factors as well, which I'm sure you've looked at. These would be add-ons. The SNP is an add-on to the conventional therapy.
Right.
Yeah, it just helps you recognize where you may have some extra vulnerabilities that you can try to ward off. Okay, time for a quick break. Back in a moment.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Dr. Sherry Lieberman. I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi line of multivitamin supplements. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist, now on sale, 30% off list price. I want to remind you that this is a 2-hour show. We hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. You can call in with your questions for Dr. Lieberman, Dr. Podell, and myself. We'll be back right after this break for the news.